It is really true that not only are people so afraid that they are not coming out to vote, they're even afraid to come to support the candidates of their choice. And people are even saying they'd be too afraid to even vote on that day. It's a sad situation. It's a very discouraging situation. It's a situation of hopelessness and helplessness. This is why I'm in the race precisely. I'm in the race to ask people not to give up. I'm in the race to ask people that something can be done. I'm here to help to wake up the spirit of the Imo person.
Dr. Mwaga, you are a member of the U.S. Public Health Association. You are also experienced in medicine in Nigeria. Ordinarily, people say you are successful and you do not need to go through this possibly danger of either attack or the dirty, quote-unquote, nature of politics. So why are you going into it?
Consider this. We are all sitting in a plane and some guy who doesn't know his onions is the pilot in the cockpit, holding a knife and a gun and says, anybody who comes near here, I'll kill him. But this guy is driving this plane, and you can see clearly that this plane is going to crash. What do you do? Sit on your seat and buckle your seatbelt and wait for a crash? Or take your chances to go in, knowing that you can actually pilot this craft out of this danger? Second is that, yes, you've captured my life as a doctor. You probably also need to capture the fact that I am a technology consultant. I have consulted for several states. I have consulted for federal agencies. I have consulted for the World Bank. And in the course of all of these, I have been able to deliver solutions to states in so many areas that can benefit my state and pull her out of this kind of situation we find ourselves.
The current governor of Imo State, Senator Hope Uzodinma, says he's done a lot, improving infrastructure, doing roads, taking care of human capacity, and also lifting the state in terms of education. What do you think of these achievements that the governor hopes will get him back to the government house for a second term?
Since the governor is confident about his achievements, then he needs not stifle the opposition. He should please ask his people, his agencies, to please let the opposition breathe. Let us be able to campaign. We're in a state now where we can't campaign, where I'm asked to pay 54 million naira before I can put a billboard for you to do what is called governorship advert permit. If really you have this confidence, then why would you let this happen in your state? You can't even hold a rally anymore. You can't even brand your car. They confiscate a car when it's branded. There is so much draconianness in what's going on here. So I don't think anybody who has achievements should be getting himself involved in that. That's the first part of what I'm saying. And I think that the whole world should understand what's going on in Imo State. Let the opposition breathe. Let people be able to offer themselves to the people, and the people make their choice.